Perek Beis, we're really up to Mishnah Yud Gimel, but we did not do the last two paragraphs of Mishnah Yud Beis. B'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Paragraph begins, B'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim on page? Tzadik Beis.
Which one? Okay.
Tzadik Gimel. Page Tzadik Gimel then. B'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. So he has here a fascinating idea. And before I came, I figured this is going to have something to do with Yom Kippur. I didn't realize how much. First, let's see what he says. Chol Masech Yul Shem Shemayim sounds innocent enough that whatever you do, you should Yul Shem Shemayim. It could have fit in any Mishnah a person would want to try to fit it into. So let's see what he says. Aderech HaKosuv. The Pas says to recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu in everything he does, even the mundane, typical things a person does, you should recognize God. When you eat, when you drink, when you enjoy life, you should have kavana l'shem shemayim. When Cain shav v'hoya ruchni, then the physical pleasure you have turns into something spiritual. That's in the Haftarah for Tain Sibur, I believe. That what it says is when the rain comes down, it doesn't return to the heavens unless it first makes the earth fertile and causes food to grow. Now, what does that mean? The rain doesn't go back up to heaven until it makes food grow. It doesn't seem to make that much sense. So he's explaining it as follows, that the rain which comes down is a shefa of Rachmei Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, rain is the most amazing thing. God gives free water for everyone to drink and bathe with and helps the crops grow. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides the water. What? Water is not free? Rainwater is free. Okay, rainwater is free. So some, the people who charge you for the water are getting it for free, but so the rainwater comes down with a shefa of bracha. Going back doesn't mean that the moisture goes back to heaven. It means that the shefa of bracha goes back to heaven. When someone takes the rainwater, drinks it, or makes food and eats it, and he eats it with a kavana, with thanking the Rabbi Nishalal, makes a bracha, he thanks Hashem. So then the shefa of Ava that comes from Shemayim to Aretz is returned from Aretz to Shemayim. V'nei Allah Shemashri came here v'ava oz yashuv, ha'inyin. V'chol ha'noa im noisin shvach v'haidah l'misha barazeh. If you give praise and thanks to the one who created it, oz mecham l'shem Shemayim. O'oy mecham l'shem Shemayim. Chayzeres ha'shefa l'mayla kaviyachol tishalim ha'sherid l'mata. You're paying for what came down. So there's a cycle in, it's not so much the water, there's a cycle in nature, where moisture comes from heaven to earth and goes back up to heaven. But he's saying that only, is a marshal to a cycle in Avas Hashem, that a person has, that it goes up to Shemayim, it goes back to earth. What comes down? Hashem's Ava for Klal Yisrael. For the first day's Bria, so all of his creatures, in rain, the form of rain. And when a person appreciates it and thanks, then it goes back up to Shemayim. So I read this, it reminded me of something, and I looked, I found that Rav Schwab, in his Pirish on Baruch Sha'amar, talks about this concept under the title, Ani L'Daidi V'Daidi Li. So it's really appropriate for this time of the year. He says, what is Ani L'Daidi V'Daidi Li? I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida is that whatever Ava a person shows to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol mirrors and says that back to Klal Yisrael. It's a cycle of Ava, Hakara, Bracha, however, all of the above, all the parts of recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to human beings, and human beings give back to the Rabbi Nishalom. He says, when we say, Tenu Oiz Leilaikim, give strength to God. How do you give strength to God? That a person who shows Ava to Shemayim causes that Ava to come back to be reciprocated to a human being. The Baal Shem Tov calls that Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yaminecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. Meaning to say, just like if you lift up your hand, your shadow lifts up his hand. If you bow, the shadow bows. So Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem mirrors the actions of a human being. So when we say Tenua Izlei Lekim, give God strength, it means Hashem put into the Bria that he throws Shefa Bracha to human beings when human beings are showing a Shefa Ava to Shemayim, or Hakara Shvach Vayda to Shemayim. That's the Tenua Izlei Lekim. That's this idea of Oiz. He says, Oiz is strength. This idea, he says, is in many, many different chazals. For example, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tefillin. So Maksiv Bei Mikamcha Yisrael. So that means that when Klal Yisrael shows an Avat Hashem by putting on Tefillin that says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, reciprocates with the same Avat towards Klal Yisrael, that when Miyachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad. Hashem says Echad about Klal Yisrael. Or it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mispala. It says when somebody is mispala, it's a kaviyachol, it creates the shefa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mispala, the Gemara says, my mispala? Yiratzen sheikh v'shukasi v'yagolu rachmai al b'yaisai. So this is the idea of a reciprocation in Ava to Shemayim. So he says that's what it means. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ava with philosopher Shal Tzadikim. That's the idea. Kaddish Baruch Hu is misavek is kafiyachol that gives him the kayach. He says also that's hoyd v'hodor lefanav. Glory and beauty is before Hashem. He says hodor also means to return, right, to go back. So hoyd v'hodor lefanav Hashem, the praise that a person praises a Kaddish Baruch Hu comes back. It's mirrored back. It comes back to the person who gets it. I was thinking that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always nibshal to an or, to great light. The mitzias of light is that light shines back brighter than it is. If you shine light in outer space, there's no light. You shine a light, it's the space remembers it remains dark. The mitzias of light is that it has no physical presence. Right? All the pictures of the astronauts spacewalking show a black background.
Black sky.
So it seems they only go on a spacewalk only by night. Well, any picture of them on the moon, it always shows the sky black. Why is the sky black? It should be, you know, sometimes it's day, sometimes it's night. Because when there's no atmosphere, when there are no particles, no molecules in the atmosphere, light has no, light doesn't give light. Light only reflects in the atmosphere. And that's what we see. We see the reflection of light in the atmosphere. And that's why we see light when the sun is below the horizon. Because it's lighting up the atmosphere and it mirrors back down. That's what they discovered with the new fluorescent fixtures that basically mirrors behind the fluorescent bulb. And they discovered that if you put a same fluorescent bulb with a mirror behind it, you can get twice as much light from the same thing. Because light is a strange thing. The light itself has no physical presence. It only has an ability to cause molecules of matter to shine light right back, to reflect light. So it's a spiritual thing. So that fits well with what we're saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Irish Alaylam, is the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirrors back the Shvach, the Haidah, Haid V'Hadar, the tefillin or the davening of a human being is mirrored back onto Klal Yisrael. Ani l'daydi v'daydili. If I show my beloved love, then he shows it back. Yes, Yerech Miel.
Say light. If I understood you right, a light don't have physical presence.
Right.
And which presence does it have?
It has the ability to reflect off matter. It has the ability.
As far as I know, light is photon. One way to say it's photons, and why?
There's a disagreement. Well, that's an old scientific thing. How to define it? Waves. Yeah, the question is: if light are light waves or if light are photons?
Yeah, it's third way.
It's not a third way. No, it's not a third way. No, it's not a third way. Even if it's waves, if it's photons, it doesn't matter. There's no perceptible matter.
It's
well, if there is, it's not perceptible. No one ever touched this type of matter. It's a theory.
It's under magnetic force or something like that.
It's a theory. It's the theories on how to measure it. They're not. It's not perceptible. There's no perceptible matter in. It's a theory, and it's a disagreement on how to talk about light, because light is a very strange. It has some characteristics which are like a wave and some which are like matter. It's not a third way. It's not. It's, why not? Because what I'm saying is true according to everyone. The question is how to explain it. Everyone agrees that light is not perceptible unless it bounces off something. The question is what is happening? How do you explain what happens? So there are different theories on how to explain it. Eventually they'll have a third theory that will be more accurate because neither of the two.
Okay, this chair. I don't look at him, it's not perceptible.
It's perceptible, but if you don't look at it, perceptible means it's capable of being perceived. That chair, there's a chair in China, it's perceptible.
I look at it, or it doesn't matter.
It's perceptible, it's just not perceiving it. Anyway, it's a beautiful idea. This whole idea, what does God choose soon? Hashem needs our praise, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, which is Hashem Tzilcha, which the praise mirrors back. That's his idea.
The number one tefillah for this concept should be Nishmas, Hein Yodu Vivarchu Vishakhu, the whole business.
I don't know. I was at the Kaisel yesterday. I'm very moved every time I'm by the Kaisel. I was by the Kaisel. At the Kaisel, I damned the Shemayin Esrei there. I felt the whole trip was worth it, so I should get one decent Shemayin Esrei in during the Seisim Echuva. And afterwards, I stayed because I Shachris ended up damning Bichidis on the plane. So I stayed for an extra Chazaras Hashatz and some Kadeshim. I missed all the Amens. So I'm staying. So the Sfaradim have a custom. I have no idea what it is. But a person came over to me, Lasot Nishmas. You need 10 people, Lasot. Now it means Lasot Nishmas. I don't know how you do a Nishmas. So I just told, it was during Chazaras Hashatz. I just said I wasn't interested. But they do Lasot Nishmas. I don't know what they do exactly. But there's some... Some avayda. I hear there's a midnight nishmas at the Kaisel now on a regular basis. So I don't know exactly what it is. I know Reb Kanievsky, Alav Shalom, told women who had to give thanks for different things to say nishmas. And Reb Chaim used to tells people that they should have kavanah maidim. When people come and they say a tzara happened or something, they say have kavanah maidim. Maidim is thanks. Nishmas is another form of thanks. What? That's what I heard. If you want to go, check before you go. There's always someone willing to blow shofar at the Kaisel.
Yeah.
But it's the Kaisel's taka very...
It's probably
that, yeah. Or maybe they have something special for Yom Kippur. I don't know. Well, they probably said slichas there. They say every night, they say slichas achatzais. Maybe the Kaisel, yeah. All right, one more paragraph. V'omar HaChacham. It's not referring to me in this case. The Omar HaChacham here refers to Shlomo HaMelech. Einecha l'neichech yabitu, your eyes shall look ahead, v'afapecha yashiru negdecha. And your eyelids should focus your vision straight ahead. What's the line? Ki ba'oid kavonas ha'odam be'asakav k'day lahar b'ishayin. Listen to this. When a person goes to business, he wants to make money. He's not doing L'Shem Shemayim. He can do all kinds of trickery, and he thinks he's straight. Why does he think he's straight? The need for money blind a person and twist his heart, and he doesn't realize. If your eyes are looking straight, he thinks well to what he's doing. And the purpose is to earn money to be able to be Isaac in Torah Avodas Hashem. Then your eyes will look straight. Yisrael ufanecha yashar mistagelut zaynecha. Your yashar will be visible, even if it's the opposite of your desire. Shulichas shalom mitzvah haba b'aveira. That your parnasa should not be a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Once heard, I don't remember b'shem one of the chassidish gedalim. Somebody said a drasha He said, the Gatzah Shemina Esra is a kopeka. Kopeka is a dollar, I guess, in, where, in Poland?
Fine, yeah.
Where?
A kopek.
Poland.
Yeah.
So he said, Gatzah, a person davening, all he's thinking about is a pranosa. Gatzah davening is a kopeka. So this rabbi got up to defend Klal Yisrael. He said, the Gatzah kopeka is avodas Hashem. What does a person need a kopeka for? He has to teach his children, he has to pay for tuition for his kids, he's got to buy kosher food, he's got to make yomtiv. So the other person complained, the Gatzah davening is a kopeka. So he said, the Gatzah kopeka is avodas Hashem also. So it's a limud tov on Klal Yisrael.